The University Learning Experience of students undertaking nursing and midwifery programmes of education are uniquely different from most other traditional degree programmes. The importance of clinical learning for students has been acknowledged by both government through the Department of Health and professional regulatory bodies who have called for partnerships and collaborative structures to be developed to facilitate the provision of good quality structured support to enhance the learning experience in the context of both classroom and practice environments. The way in which the university-based educational curriculum is developed must reflect professional, clinical and educational requirements with a good balance of subjects offering relevance to midwifery, an emphasis on those with most practical applications being imperative, together with offering a variety of clinical maternity unit placement experiences, especially those that are midwife-led. The Nursing and Midwifery Council MINT project report, published late in 2010, recommends student practice placements should be introduced early within the educational programme and be sufficiently long to develop familiarity with the clinical area and thereby the clinical teaching mentor in order to develop knowledge, understanding and clinical competencies together with gaining confidence in performance of clinical skills. In addition, the university-based components of the curriculum should be closely linked with the types of experiences students encounter within practice. The student responses to the survey questionnaire illustrated on the poster overwhelmingly identify the clinical midwife mentor as being the key individual for them and recognise the clinical mentor as having a primary influence on learning in the clinical learning environment. Universities, therefore, need to forge strong, close and sustainable links with their clinician colleagues. There has sometimes been confusion surrounding the important role of clinical mentor, which encompasses components of role modelling, teaching and assessment and evaluation of learning, and necessitates the successful completion of an academic programme of study of mentorship. We need to provide an effective mechanism for supporting mentors to facilitate teaching and learning for students, alongside and in addition to their existing professional responsibilities for care provision to patients and clients in the clinical environment. According to the Teaching and Learning Research Programme, effective pedagogy depends on the learning of all those who support the teaching and learning of others. There is a need for clinical midwives and lecturers to learn continuously in order to develop their knowledge and skills and adapt and develop their roles. Long-term success depends on collaboration between the clinical and teaching lead individuals and teams. There is an existing cohesive, dynamic facilitative structure which is available for development through the clinical practice facilitator and academic midwife teacher in the role of university lecturer. For most, the university lecturer remit encompasses roles as academic teacher, clinical link lecturer and personal tutor. We need to develop opportunities for lecturers and clinical midwives and nurses to develop their complementary and synergistic roles for providing support to students within both the classroom and clinical environment. Formal evaluative research surrounding this is a necessary requirement to enable investigation of potentially longer-term strategic solutions on how best to develop existing mechanisms to maintain and enhance the role of individuals involved to improve the quality of students' learning within all learning environments. This can only be achieved through teachers and clinicians working together in proactive, positive and effective partnerships supported by their respective organisations through organisational and system level policy. Thank you.